4. My version of The Chemical Wedding is not a new translation. I have based it on the original English translation by Ezekiel Foxcroft, 1690. He called it a hermetic romance, very justly. And the more modern version, based on Foxcroft, published by A.E. Waite in The Real History of the Rosicrucians, 1887. I have consulted the recent translation by Jocelyn Godwin, Magnum Opus Hermetic Source Works No. 18, Faunes Press, 1991. Andres Paniagua has given invaluable help, checking my evolving versions against original German printings of the book in European libraries. Still, I make no scholarly claims for this version. I have felt free to expand and contract a bit, though rarely to the extent even of a whole sentence, and I have done things to make the text more readable, such as turning reported or indirect speech into quoted speech, and seeking modern equivalents for unfamiliar words and concepts. I have annotated the text for readers who wish for more context or for explications of various arcana. I make no claims for these notes as being either authoritative or exhaustive. In this audio version, you'll be alerted to these notes when they appear by a tone like this. In translating the passages of verse, I chose my own rhyme schemes and meters and shortened most of them quite a bit. I hope the reader won't mind. The first thing to be explained about this new version, though, is why I have described The Chemical Wedding as a romance in 8 days. The number of days named as such in the text is 7. 7 is an important number throughout the book for various groups of persons, collections of items, and actions taken. It's also the number of the planets known to alchemy and astrology, the number of the days of creation, and thus the number of days that the alchemical work is said to take. Max Ernst Une Semaine de Bonté also takes place in 7 days. Certainly, the main action of the story does take 7 days to complete. But, as the reader will learn who reaches the end of the story, there is an 8th day, a day that is at least as important as the others to the story of Christian Rosenkreutz, and, I believe,